Hello everyone, I am Dr. CJ Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 294. We are in the discussion of a very important issue and its common biological special programs, milk ducts and its so-called diseases. Today we will continue with its healing phase symptoms. During the first part or the PCLA of healing phase, there is cell proliferation in order to replenish the tissue loss occurred during the conflict activity. As a result, there will be swelling, redness, heat, and itching in the affected breast. If there is associated suppression in the skin level, a rash can develop on the breast, and this condition is known as Paget's disease. We learned yesterday that there is hyposensitivity during the conflict activity. And during healing phase, the sensitivity returns with hyperesthesia or heightened sensitivity to touch, especially at the nipple. The swelling of the healing phase also can result in the inverted appearance of the nipple. We saw already the inverted nipple during the conflict activity of the milk ducts program. The conventional medicine diagnoses the cell proliferation in the milk ducts as intraductal breast cancer, and if there is an associated inflammation, then they call it as an inflammatory breast cancer. From the knowledge of the five biological laws, we know that the new cells are not cancer cells but only replenishing cells. What they call as benign breast tumors are intraductal papilloma or papillary carcinomas. There is a very popular belief created by the conventional medicine that breast cancers are due to abnormal genes. But this does not explain why some women get it at a particular point of time, why the milk ducts or the breast glands get affected, or why only left or right side is getting affection. If there is an associated syndrome due to an active abandonment or existence conflict, there will be excessive storage of retained water resulting in further increase of swelling and occlusion of milk ducts. In such cases, the discharges produced during the repair process can get clogged in the breast, especially behind the nipple. But the baby usually sucks the breast dry if the female is nursing the baby. In the animal world, the adult mammals are found sucking the udder of the females when there is milk congestion. In non-lactating females, due to the absence of an outlet for the discharges, it can get obstructed, causing increase of swelling and pain. Dr. Hammer recommends usage of a milk pump to have it sucked by her partner, a friend, or a midwife. This process is less painful and the discharge has a sweet taste like the milk. Unless a cirrhotic kidney is drained during the healing phase, the breast can become small and hard. Leaking breast is another condition during healing phase, and it occurs when the milk duct is not completely blocked and when the healing occurs near to the nipple. The secretion coming from the nipple is usually clear, but it can be bloody also. If there is water retention, the swelling in a milk duct thus produced is diagnosed as a breast cyst. Periductal mastitis, also called mastitis, is the condition when the ducts under the nipple become inflamed. In mothers who by some reason had to be separated from their babies, may develop mastitis as soon as they resume their nursing uninterruptedly. Mastitis related to lactation or inflammation of the nipple or cheilitis can occur in the healing phase of a separation conflict, or it can occur when the baby sucks the breast very strongly. In conventional medicine, if the healing of the milk ducts involves the nipple including the areola, that condition is diagnosed as Paget's disease. It is also usually considered as breast cancer. Sometimes this Paget's disease occurs along with an eczema of the areola, indicating that there was a suppression conflict also with her child or partner associated with that particular part of the skin of the breast. It may be due to a hospitalization of the nursling or the nursing mother. During epileptic crisis of the healing phase of the milk ducts, there can have acute pain of a strong pulling type and not a sensory type of pain. Another type of pain also can occur during the PCLB because of this scarification process. The epileptic crisis of the SBS of the milk ducts also may be accompanied by a dizzy spell, troubled circulation, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness depending on the intensity of the conflict. A drop of blood sugar also can occur due to excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. Therefore, the symptoms of the epileptic crisis shall be considered as welcome symptoms because after the epileptic crisis, the swelling of the breast can go down unless the conflicts are relapsed. After the complete healing also, there can appear specks of calcium or microcalcifications on a mammogram. This occurs due to the temporary backup of the milky discharges. This also is considered by the conventional medicine as early symptoms of breast cancers. Friends, understand clearly how every medical condition can be rationally explained using the five biological laws of nature. Milk ducts program is only one example. Please hang on for fresh biological special programs from tomorrow onwards. I'm Dr. C.J. Verghese from Kerala, India.